Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is 720. I don't know why the Prince started playing. The Onyx tablet just got dropped this week. You know, that's what we're going to be talking about up in here. Rest in peace to the nigga Prince, though. And I don't know why every Sunday they keep on bringing out more information about this African Bambaataa thing, but it's pretty sad. We got KRS-One saying that he doesn't care about the children being touched. We gonna go on. Let's play some jams. This is the first song on the Onyx tablet. Here we go. We gonna jam out.
I's a USA nigga with a throwaway trigger. Them guns I bust, you get the Holy Ghost quiver. And God I trust, it's his cash on deliver. Revenge is coming back once I get a little bigger. I's a USA nigga with a throwaway trigger. Them guns I bust, you get the Holy Ghost quiver. And God I trust, it's his cash on deliver. Revenge is coming back once I get a little bigger. Shout out to Fluky Stokes, shout out to Capone, Chi-Town, my home, the blood that flow through my bones, thugged in every time zone, that's from coast to coast, see my niggas get locked up, cops give up the ghost, we don't brag in the boast, about the mag in the coat, wanna be an asshole, we put the tag on your toe, ride for mine that die, wave that flag at half pole, use a minor ass nigga, in the cave with the cold, I'm on this west coast collecting nuggets of gold, stay strapped for the insurgents, watch the drama unfold, on this underground railroad, my nose flare for my foes, I master my environment wherever I go, cross my T's, dot my I's, and I stay on my toes, I will forever ride until my casket is closed. From LA to NY, gangsters to the wise guys. Fuck a bite out the apple, nigga want the whole pie. I am the private eye, the pirate with no eye. Use a Brutus to pie pie. I got to say that shit three times for you niggas that slow. Your ignorance is disrespectful, I let them all know. Once the barrel gets shown, fuck around with barrels thrown. We watch them hang high till they turn to dry bones. Never crying alone. Yeah, my team breathes greed until we all succeed. We some hungry ass niggas, don't fuck with a striptease. I's a USA nigga with a throwaway trigger. Them guns I bust, shit gets the Holy Ghost quiver. In God I trust, it's his cash on deliver. Revenge is coming back once I get a little bigger. I's a USA nigga with a throwaway trigger. Them guns I bust, shit gets the Holy Ghost quiver. In God I trust, it's his cash on deliver. Revenge is coming back once I get a little bigger.
Saga City.
The cult leader, the soothsayer, the smoke reaper, the game teacher, the flame preacher that spits what I practice and remain in pimp status. I'll twist your brain backwards, my lyrics are apparatus like a prostitute stew or a brew of witch's magic. You see me rational when the logic makes you erratic. The static I invite, the knight that serves Christ with dry blood on my knife. Keep some light green in my pipe to ignite. Dark age nigga, riddle me that. Sprinkle some holy sacraments on the lead in my gat. I drink the blood of thugs to bring the 1990s back. This is the final collapse. Fracture skulls with some cold hard facts. Is this the rapture or the tour of some rap? And if I capture spinal fat, you'll put a fur on my back. Yeah.
When Why they hating on Satan? Because they dough is forsaken. And they wife steady breaking. I give a small demonstration. Demons been straight for eons. Better to be pissed off than peed on. In this Star Wars, you were trekking as a Klingon. So sink on key. That ass belongs to me like this is Ike and Tina in 73. Come on, march to the beat. There's no hurt in defeat. Waving sheets that's white. In the middle of the night, we fight like civil rights. This is pimping, only chasing rats with fiddle and pipe. If she gives me any gripe, you can catch her at the street light. My game is swisher sweet tight and never hollow. I didn't need a Twitter, make a motherfucker follow. When you look at the numbers, don't feel bitter with sorrow. Hope you can find a fat critter with some money to borrow. Bitch, nigga. Yeah. I'm known for making hoes of other races go pro-black. Turn they back on they god once they sit on my Bozak. You can hold that like P. Diddy in 1996. Bury your best friend and his carcass makes you rich. You can ask Shug, the Rubik's Cube of these music dudes. Private jets and flight attendants in the nude. We play for kings and queens in this family feud. This is chess and not checkers. Evolved to a rat chinchilla. Coming from some duck down feathers. I was slinging that crack in below zero weather. Never made it to an ounce. Then I sold the crack of an ass and I got me a house. These niggas be full of doubts. Show them what pimp is about. She only know the color of my shoes and watch her fucking mouth. Don't speak when she holds both cheeks. My throatness is so unique. My dick is like my pockets, bitch. They go so deep. Yeah.
Drinking hot blood cured pretty much people from going crazy, I want to say.
Well, you're sort of close, but you're not there. The epilepsy. Remember the epilepsy. Okay, you remember?
Yeah.
That section, the epilepsy. Just tell me what you think about what you read, man. What was the points that stuck out to you the most?
Well, the closing was great. The way you closed it out, that helped me a lot, comprehended a lot better. You know, the closing?
Yeah, the coda?
Yeah, the coda, I mean. Yeah, it was like pretty much all the 720 sections in one part, which was dope, you know. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, and then I fucked with the bonus, too. That was crazy. The pig face lady and the so-called chicken man.
Oh, here we go. He's reading, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm making some Negro readers out here. Look at this shit. Okay. Have you ever read a book that thick, 500 something pages?
I don't think so.
Oh, so I made you a conqueror. Okay. So, tell me, what stood out the most, man, besides the chicken man and the what's her name? And the pig face ladies. Which there's more than two different pig face ladies. I just put two examples in there. There's more than two.
Okay. Oh, man, everything, man. There's really too much to name.
Huh?
It's too much to name, but everything stood out, man. That book is like just changed me on like how I think about a lot of shit.
What do you mean change how you think about a lot of shit? What happened now?
It's just, you know, like it just rewires you, bro. Like just what you say, it rewires you and just makes you more mature. Like, you know, I take a lot of shit more seriously. And just...
Oh! Yeah, so hold on. You think the volume one makes you take things more seriously, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't seen it yet. Wait till that volume two bite that ass cheek. I'm gonna tell you right now, that volume two, bro. Woo!
Oh yeah, I'm waiting for that, man.
Oh, bro, we gonna be talking about the witches and the secret coven and the familiars and the specters. And the fucking the werewolves and the vampires and the undead. Yes, nigga, we will be talking about the Catholic Church. We will be talking about all the different forms of plagues, all the different forms of manias, all the different forms of insanity, inclusive with the diseases. You know, and it's going to be real long, man. Volume 2 is going to be another 500-page game.
Okay.
You know. And then Volume 3, it's going to be another, nothing but pictures. You
okay.
Know? So, you know, and all of that's going to be done this year. Come get this work, nigga.
Shit.
Yeah, come get this work. That's my new shit. You know, the Onyx Tablet is jamming, B. I'm sorry. I have revived hip-hop single-handedly. You know, I'm one of my homies, he listens to the album. And the nigga said, he was like, yo, you didn't mention a fucking car, a fucking, I didn't mention selling no drugs, I didn't mention no in no club, drinking no liquor, smoking no weed, nothing, bro, for like 9 songs, for like 20-something-odd verses.
Damn.
Hip hop. Grown man. Niggas ain't coming out here with the grown man plan.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? We finna do it, man. You know? This Vegas is... Oh, did you see the web?
Yeah, I saw it. It's that they can't.
Oh, you don't
want to
talk about a nigga. Oh, look at how they do the Negro. Oh, you don't want to talk about the whip dog.
It's clean,
oh,
though.
The convertible. Oh, my God. Bro, that motherfucker is the true monster, bro, with the rocket in it, bro. Oh, my God, dog. I'll fly on you niggas. Pick up all of them rims, though, and just woof, woof. Chevy nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Kicked Out of Heaven, man, is real. It's going to be on Amazon within the next month. Okay? I'm working on it right now as we speak. Okay? Uh-huh. And it's going to be available for you to purchase it. You know? And then we're going to be having Volume 2 and Volume 3 coming out. Real Nigga Etiquette will be out within less than a month, too. You know? And then we're going to be burning. We're going to be moving all year. It's going to be a lot of shit. It's going to be a hot summer.
Hell yeah.
So stay tuned. Oh, yeah, y'all finna see the streets of Vegas for real. See, I don't move. See, a lot of niggas don't understand. I don't move unless it's done correctly, B. I don't move at all. Fuck that shit. I don't like no embarrassing ass shit. Niggas be out here moving embarrassingly, bro. You know, a lot of niggas ain't telling the truth on how they operate.
True.
You know, we gonna tell the truth on this side. That's why everybody need to come get this work. This Kicked Out of Heaven. You know. Everybody in the conscious movement, man, want to talk about, they want to know, they complain about the white man, they don't know shit about the motherfucking white man, and think they're going to go to war, and all this other stupid shit, you know. Let me ask you, what you think? Do you think the Negro can go to war with the white man from what you read and Kicked Out of Heaven?
No.
Why not?
Because the Europeans have just been through too much, man. They've been too much and have too much experience on how to pretty much conquer shit, man.
That's pretty clear in the book, huh?
Yeah.
On every single level, huh?
Yes.
From how they go at it with their wives, from the games they played in the fucking market, from watching people getting slaughtered in the market. I mean, every single day, you go out here and there's some blind idiot sitting at the corner begging for change, and you got a dead criminal hanging up in the air, decomposed at any level of the game, and then you got motherfucking getting slaughtered in the market right here, and then you got some people standing right here at the corner of a building with iron masks on their head, and they're usually women, and they might be naked. You might have the motherfuckers naked attached to the motherfucking stocks, and then you got prostitutes running around in the street that are butt naked showing you their fucking coochie and flashing their tits at you. The majority of the dresses that the prostitutes were wearing at this time didn't even have tops. They were only bottoms. So the tits were was the shirt. It was like walking around shirtless, basically. Okay. Yeah, bro. So, and I'm going to have pictures of all of that shit in Volume 3. There wasn't enough room for me to put it in Volume 1, but I got paintings and pictures of all that shit. Okay. So you see how they try to hold the black man down. They didn't even let me put up my videos, man. They clipped the sound to my videos.
Oh, yeah, I
but
saw that.
What did you say now?
I said I saw that.
Yeah, it's dry snitching. Look at what you done did. You see what you done did? You dry snitched, my nigga, on yourself. You dry snitched on who is really doing what in the game that is affecting and who is really, you know, going against the grain from what's going on here, man, on how niggas is getting fucked up. You see, they got the game so confused, bro. The motherfuckers like, man, I done raised $60,000 in donations. And, man, who gives a fuck? Where did the donations go to? Ah, exactly. That's when it gets all stupid. You see, people got too much of the stupid going on out here, bro, and I don't fuck around with none of that, bro. Leave a lot of niggas at bay, bro, and I suggest y'all do the same thing. You see what I'm saying? Because, man.
Yeah, man,
fuck that shit. I work entertainment. If you work anything in entertainment, then let's do something beautiful. I'm in a city that is the entertainment capital of the world. So, it only makes sense.
Right.
But see, I got to move on power. I'm a power hunter. So I got to move, you know, at a certain rate, and I got to move in a certain method. And everything is here now. So now y'all finna see some real wild, monstrous shit. I'm gonna tell you that. Y'all gonna be seeing some real wild shit here in a minute. I'm gonna tell you that for real, man. Okay? For real. That's what we're gonna be doing, man. It's gonna be live Jackson action. Y'all want some knowledge and all of that, kumbaya, y'all gonna have to get the goddamn book. Buy the book. It's on Amazon, it's on Barnes and Noble, you can buy it from me. Buy the book. Because 9 times out of 10, when I get up on this internet, man, I'm finna be clowning and pushing my music. I'm not, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bro, I don't waste my time. You know, we gonna put product in the game. You know, let's listen to some of the product. I'm going to play this third song. This is the third song on the Onyx tablet. Here we go.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again, hooligan, only to be king again. A born again, hooligan, only to be king again. Shout out to Master Cody, I was born in 83. After delivery, my mama gave me bag of weed. She pointed to the street, said, OG, proceed. Everything will be for thee. You are the holy seed. Then I was baptized, given a 45. A bad bitch with thighs and immunity from crime. Nobody drop a dime. The judge dropped the case. Cause I'm a matrix nigga. Them bullets stay in place. You better face it, nigga. It's best to stay in place. This divine grace, divine time and space. Watch a fine bitch chase and break lights and bass. Got him swimming to the yacht while I'm chilling on the lake. If Adam got a small dick, why not be the snake? I gotta eat the tree of knowledge, got expensive taste. You tell me what I can't have, I'll show you what I take. This the God 720, nigga, can't be replaced. Yeah. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A hooligan with moody friends I truly defend. Do or die up in this game, and that's my truth to the end. Ain't no snitch in my skin, ain't no hoe in my bones. This is 2000 big body niggas sitting on chrome. Somebody show me a throne, it's not built off skulls. I will show you a fool that speaks but don't know. Give a bitch nigga time, his weakness will surely show. Woman sits on my dick, her girlfriend say that she glow. Why I gotta be a monster, let a bitch nigga know. You amateurs can only take notes watching a pro. So if you need some advice, better plead to your Christ. Cause when you squeeze on dice, there's no more cheese for the mice. Better stay in the light, only vampires at night. Keep the prize in sight, you won't have peace when you gripe. Cause we mob with werewolves that show their teeth when they bite. And when we post up on your corner, we not looking for likes. Yeah. Born again, hooligan, only to be king again. A born again, hooligan, only to be king again. A born again, hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. I'm a god amongst clouds, what's a king with a crown? You mean these skinny jean clowns, so bring that G back down. With overstanding, let's examine while I bang on you hoes. Reprimand with heavy hand, cause that's the lane that they chose. I'm a 1990 nigga with a gun and a rose. That was safe in the grave, I got the payback slaves. Got an army full of skeletons that wanna get paid. So it don't matter to me if careers gotta get slain. Yeah, the modern day rapper is just a monkey in a cage. So when they scream king, I yawn, then turn the page of my paper. They didn't have the license to ride with certified players. They didn't know the difference between the minors and majors. They got disrespectful, now they screaming for a savior. Cleaning and feeding my gators. These Jolly Rancher niggas will get it now and then later. I light my blunt with the sun while I'm chilling upon the lunar's craters. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
What do you think about that one right there, Nate?
Yeah, that was dope.
You heard the whole album, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you think is the, which one you like the most, man?
Probably Baby Girl.
Oh, really? Yeah, man, Baby Girl is a hardcore lyrical one, man. I'm going to tell you that. That was a beast. I had to do that, man, because it had the Pharrell type style beat to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to put one of those beats up underneath the nigga belt. And especially with the female concept to it. You know, but yeah, that's the album. You know, I'm already working on another one. You know, it's called Tickets Into Heaven and Tickets Out of Hell for the Innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me say that right. It's for the innocent. Tickets Into Heaven and Tickets Out of Hell. You know.
Okay.
I want that to be a double disc. We gonna do a double disc. Fuck it. You know. And what's so crazy? What were you about to say?
No, I wasn't gonna say nothing.
You gonna be on this double disc one, right?
The double disc?
Yeah.
Hey man, if you need beats, bro, I got you.
Yeah, man, get in it, man. You know. That's how it's moving. That's how we gonna do it, man. The double disc could probably be out 2017, and you know, it all depends on what's happening and how things move. You know, but things are moving, and we're moving at an expeditious rate. You know, I don't know what's gonna happen with the lecture circuit. We shall see. But as of right now, I'm nowhere near focused. None of that. You know, I'm focused more so on getting these books out. And I got a whole line of them coming. Okay? So I'm not going to be giving any titles or anything because I know people be trying to steal what I do out here. I be seeing
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I be seeing it, bro. But it's all to the good, you know. You really can't do nothing about it. You know, take it on the cheek and keep it pushing. But besides that, the Black Man Bible is revised as well, and that's about to be going up this week, too. I haven't done the audiobook yet, but the audiobook will be done soon here, you know. And that will also be available everywhere. And this new edition that's coming out will be the finale edition that will stay concrete forever until I put out the hardcover.
Yeah, I'm going to get that next.
What did you say now?
Yeah, I said I'm going to get the Black Man's Bible next, man. I got to get that because I low-key, I kind of overlooked it when I first heard about it. I didn't, you know, I kind of overlooked it, but going back to the archives of your videos, like, it's a lot of shit that's in that Black Man's Bible. I just want to read it.
You don't got a copy of it? You haven't read it?
No.
Oh, okay. Man, I sent you a copy. Didn't I send you a copy?
No, you didn't.
Man, you should have been told me. I would have been sent you a paperback copy, man, that you could read, man.
Man, I'm going to buy it, bro. I'm going to probably get it from Walmart or something.
Nah, we'll wait till this new edition comes out because it's better.
All right.
It's cleaned up and stuff. It got some bells and whistles on it. So, yeah, do that. Well, they're buying it all across the globe. It's kind of funny, man, because women love the book, bro. I'm talking about women of all races, all ages, bro. I'm talking about, I go to the store, I gave a copy to one of the security guards at the store around the corner. Nigga tell me his mama fell in love with the book. His mama's 60-some years old, man.
Wow.
Go down here to the barber shop. This nigga, 40, 50 years old, talking about his mama read the book, and she loved the book. You know? So, I don't know what that's about, you know? Yeah, man, that's just the way it's moving out here. You know? It's in the gender studies for the women, so I'm actually an authority on the subject. You know? So, when it comes to this whole conscious thing, I'm finna get in. Y'all finna be seeing some powerful moves here in a second. I'm finna get in on this whole conscious thing, man. Y'all finna see me ruffle up some feathers, man.
Yeah, do that.
Why not? Why not, dog? I do whatever the fuck I want. You understand? With life. You understand? I'm legalized. I go coast to coast with the heater. You know, whatever. It don't matter, bro. I'm good, bro. I can get on any military base out here, nigga. Whatever the fuck. I don't give a fuck. I move. You know? You got to know how to move. Slither through the grass. So that's how, you know, that's a lot of things y'all going to be seeing, man. A lot of action in Las Vegas, man, especially with the music. I'm going to be doing a lot of performing and a lot of that type of stuff in the music game, man. You know, I'm there. I got a lot of confidence behind this. This new album I just put out is really banging. And y'all can go check it out at theguy720.herenow.com. Okay, and that's where you can go see it. Okay, and go hear it. I got all the songs available for you to stream right there. And you can also go to youtube.com/TheGuy720. Okay, and the songs are there. And I still got about Man, I still got maybe about like 8-10 songs I ain't even released yet. That's a whole nother album right there. I already got one disc done as a double disc.
Yep.
You know, and I got tons of beats, but I'm very picky with beats, man. People gotta understand, man, how metaphysics work, man. How I work, man, is by puzzle piece. You know, like, everything got to be puzzle. Like, it's got to be exact alignment of the planets.
Right.
Straight up. Yo, the whip I got is a 1972. Isn't that odd? My name is 720. My name is 720. The area code is 702, and I'm driving a 72. And then I work by the number 3. And this is my third year being in Las Vegas. This shit just gets interesting and interesting and interesting. You know? Yeah, so it's a lot of good stuff going to blow, man. I'm going to be out here in L.A. Found out I got a lot of fans, man. There's some real, real big OGs out there in L.A., and I'm talking about some of these niggas got 5-10 years on a nigga. They older than me. So they was who banging before I was even born. You know, so y'all gonna be seeing me with them niggas here in a second.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
You gonna go in on this?
Huh?
No, I was just gonna ask, are you gonna go in on that KRS-One shit?
Oh! KRS-One didn't touch the boy booty. Hey, bro. Dog, I mean, what else is that to say? You can't say that about no man that's goddamn touching children. If you just say he came out as a homosexual, okay. But see, American history has always tried to confuse the line of male-on-male child molestation versus male-on-male homosexual activity with two adult males. Because the true relation of the homosexual relationship between male and male has always been man and child. And that's historically. You know, and that's in a multitude of different cultures. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, bro.
That's some wild shit.
What is it now?
I said that's some wild shit because I just seen like a video of they were saying that KRS-One back in the day was going with Scott LaRock or some shit.
Oh! They said Guru was touching the booty. All them niggas. I never listened to them niggas, man, because you ain't holding on no hoes. And I can hear it in your voice, nigga. You ain't holding on no motherfucking bitch, nigga. Yeah! Bro, I don't know. I'm an alien for real, bro. I'm just my space suit is, you know, Kenan Booker, this flesh outfit thing that I'm doing. You dig what I'm saying? But I will tell you right now, nigga, ever since a child, I said, no, the East Coast nigga is funny. Didn't I come out 2007? I came out saying that shit on YouTube.
Yeah,
I came out talking about all them niggas, funny style ass niggas, East Coast ass niggas. Yeah, bro. Now look at it. From the rooter to the tutor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, KRS-One gonna come out talking about they don't care about no what another man is doing in his personal life and has his personal business. Bullshit. When you got children. But none of them niggas can hold wives. None of them niggas hold women. None of them niggas got women. You know, they're all fucking weirdos, man. That's what they like, man. You know, they so scared of a woman. They done been so traumatized by single mother mamas. They mamas done beat them and did all types of crazy shit to them, man. And, you know, they don't know how to talk to the pretty Puerto Rican girl, so they just end up going for the boy. I don't know, man. I like that vagina, man. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with a nigga, man. For real, that grown woman vagina, bro. The fuck is wrong with you niggas? Well, that woman come in the house after work, when they get this, aroma be every fucking where. Okay. You know, I like the challenge, man. Big old rumptious ass walking by me. I'm fragrant.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch, are you challenging me? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, last Sunday you were saying how niggas is scared to conquer the big women. Did you say them BBWs?
Yeah. Yeah, niggas be scared of that twat. Niggas don't know what to do. They think they're going to get vacuumed in. Yeah. That's what's going on, man. That is the truth of the scenario. Niggas out here scared of these women, bro, so they're going for the little children. And they're going for the animal. You know? And that's society today. I forewarned niggas about this back in 2010. You see, it's all bullshit. I'm not fucking with the bullshit. You know? So, that's why I stay seclusive, man. You know? That's why I don't really, that's why I don't get in with too many people, man. People out here straight bullshit, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, dog. You pull me behind the curtains, your shit better be thorough, my nigga. Because you come behind the curtains over here, it's all thorough, like I keep it off the rip. You niggas be out here with the motherfucking makeup room and all this fucking green room bullshit, my nigga. Look, dog, I don't do this Wizard of Oz shit. You niggas got going.
Right.
For real, bro, it's showing, bro. It's showing. Watch, we will see. We will see in the end, my dog, because it's all the Game of Thrones. You see what I'm saying? That's all this shit is. You know? And always remember, see, game is chess, not checkers. I play it by chess. That's what a lot of niggas don't get, man. When you a king, man, you move one space at a time, my nigga. You got everybody else running. Fuck that bullshit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that bullshit. I mean, you better look at it like that, dog. That's how you got to look at it, and you better be the king on your chessboard, and I better be a rook on your chessboard, nigga, if you smart. You know?
Okay.
Shit, nigga. Yeah, bro, that's some shit. Why not, dog? That's how we all get along here. You know? I just got to be kings of different things. You see? It's a simple system. And that's all I'm going to provide is a simple system. See, when people come over here fucking with me, man, at the Seven Twizzle, at the School of Life, man, niggas is going to learn how to live life in a simplistic format. That's what I teach, bro. Okay? I am a life coach. I teach how to live life easy and simple, man. All that other shit, if you want to learn about command and all that other shit, then you go over there with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to wear none of the costume for you niggas, man.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a costume nigga, man. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go get an honest dollar by producing a product and not just flip it or at the lip. You see?
Nope.
I've already been flipping at the lip for years. So it's enough of that already in the game. Shit, nigga. I've been running my motherfucking mouth on that YouTube for years, nigga. But like I told niggas eons ago, I wasn't going to be no 30-year-old ass nigga, man. Running my mouth on a motherfucking YouTube. Fuck that shit. Yeah, open the door. I'm not going to do it, bro. You know, I gotta have something that's gonna last hundreds and hundreds of years, man. You know?
Yep.
So if anybody wanna get on that type of page, holla at me. You got some real stories, man. I don't want no bullshit, man. I'm doing children's stories. We doing cookbooks. We doing a lot of different style books, man. But everything I do is going to be hard-hitting. And there's going to be thorough research behind it. Unless it's talking about a novel. And I will do novels depending on what the storyline is and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So we can set it up like that, bro. And I know how to do it. You know? But I'm going to go ahead and cut the show kind of early tonight, man. I got company all in here and whatnot, and showed up unexpectedly. So, yeah, but I need to holler at you right now when we get off the phone. So, let's do that. I'm finna put this track on here, and then y'all see me on the YouTube this week. I got a lot of shit. I'm gonna be on the YouTube. So here we go.
Saga City. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, keep the black on my tent. Niggas talk about business cause it's riches they want, but can't keep their eyes open after smoking a blunt. Real ones stay high, we got the heart for the hunt, got the brain for the game. So insane and profane, my lane, it won't change. Give that bitch some bow legs after snorting cocaine. Now she go to the strip club and get dough in both ways. I'm the wizard of the odds, it's my job to get paid. Use the image of facade, Instagram and a page. Where's a gram for my rage? Rather be standing on stage and have my hands on a gauge. Looking for the long play, smelling piss in hallways. I'll be balling one day, this is just a small phase. If you can't survive the plague, grunt like swine in your grave. Watch the dragon wings spread as I'm leaving my cave. And I won't be coming back till they feel heat from the flame. Mr. Reed, my story, nigga, remember the name. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Pussy yeah. Niggas think the dark side will leave you depressed. Living in reality will put some hair on your chest. The survival of the fittest, and I wish you your best. I'm just being myself, but niggas think I'm a test. Niggas running in a circle, they be rushing they death. When you find the stairway to heaven, start watching yourself. Cause you might fall back, and what do you call that? In alleys that's all black, I gotta swing and I scratch for small stacks. That's between all the fleas and the rats, pit bulls and the cats, zombies smoking on crack. Have you ever seen a boss hog push a Cadillac? What's the point of this rap shit? I'm not getting no plaques. So when I speak upon wax, I'm releasing the secret that you need to attract. You can bear your own burden, I don't believe in no slack. This the black man's Bible and I'm just preaching the facts. I can at least give you that. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Yeah.